Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It is 10 to 6.
How we feeling?
It's good to be back in England, and it's good to see all of you again. Take a doo-doo.
And we're celebrating live music this whole week long. Where was your first live gig, Mackenzie?
My first live gig, I was 15 years old, and I went to see Skunk Anansie at the Three Arts Theatre in Cape Town.
That is a cool band and a cool gig.
Very cool. I'd only discovered them in that year, 1997, want Maakie van my het daai Stoosh, hulle tweede album gehad, né? En toe het ek so 'n bietjie touwys geraak oor Skunk Anansie. And I remember the Three Arts Theatre was close to the train station in Plumstead, and my mom got on the train with me, because we didn't have a car at the time. My mom got on a train with me and then dropped me, and I was all by myself, and I loved it. I was like quite close to the front, and I just enjoyed the concert so much. I think that was when my love for that band just started and went to another level.
It's nice going to your first gig on your own.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big feeling.
Yeah. My mama had my two come all. She had met a friend gereel that the friend for ons for my come oplaai, and to is ek veilig weer by die huis. I don't know if I would let James or Fallon go to their first concert all by themselves at 15. But I did it, and ek is hier om die story te vertel. Wat was jou eerste live concert?
This is the one where I mentioned this earlier before the show started, and our producers and everyone just looked at me like I was, what on earth do you mean this was your first concert? Not my first solo. I went with mom and dad, but it was the 31st of July 1996 at Standard Bank Arena, there next to Ellis Park. And I remember we drove in the car. My dad said, we're going to a concert, come get in. We drove from Pretoria. Every single, I swear to you, every single Harley Davidson in South Africa was in attendance at this gig. There must have been 10,000 bikes there, because every biker club in the country came. And do you know who they came to see? ZZ Top. Beards and all, man. What a gig. Now listen, this was a jaw. Live. And it was a Wednesday night. It was a school night. I had maths the next morning.
There's baby Rob rocking out to the guys from ZZ Top.
Ironically, the only guy in that band without a beard's surname is Beard.
Oh, never.
There's your fun fact for
never.
The day.
Never.
It's a true
absolutely
story.
Absolutely never. So we've been chatting about live concerts and our first experience of live music, or going some of our first experiences of live music. Gavin sent a message. First time for me was Eminem in Joburg many years back when I was about 13 and I was with my parents.
No, not with your mom and dad at Eminem.
Wait, listen. I have an Eminem concert story that I think we must chat about later this week. If we're going to chat live music, this is going to top going with your parents.
I can't imagine sitting next to my mum for Eminem.
Well, wait until I tell you what I have to tell you.
Gavin, my friend, decisions were made at that point. Yeah, listen, this whole week long at about 10 to 6 every evening, we're going to celebrate some of our biggest, favoritest live music performances ever. So there'll be some live music on the radio every single night, because why not?